take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Stay ahead of engine threats like gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. The best total engine protection you can get. Choose it today.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
My doctor, he says I'm crazy. I said I want a second opinion. He said, okay, you're a bunghole too. So I kicked his ass.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
That piano playing right there, a lot of people don't know this. Tinkling on the ivories, as they used to say. That's our own Bruce Limpress. He's close friends with Willie Nelson.
Really?
Yeah. He's on the keyboard, on the piano, in that recording.
Wow.
Yeah, he wouldn't like it if I said that. He's modest. He's very, very modest. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been 4 days. 4 days since we have been together. And here we are on the last day of August, 2015. And that saddens me because September, and I don't care if you're old enough to know that we never went back to school till after Labor Day in the good old days.
I know.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get a full summer off if you're a kid.
It seemed like 3 weeks ago I started seeing the first back-to-school pictures on Facebook.
I forgot to put the sweetener in my coffee. I only drink a half a cup a day.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get some sweetener. Go ahead. Talk about your school day experience.
Oh, yeah. So that's the new thing now on Facebook. Everybody takes pictures of their...
the first day.
Their kid holding either a sign with their name and...
Or their backpack.
What grade they're going to and what their favorite color is. And I don't know. It becomes a little too much when everybody's doing it. But, it seemed that, like, public schools, it was like almost... Probably 2.5 weeks ago they started...
Some of the schools started right after the... around August 10th or something like that.
And if I had a Facebook page and a little kid going to first grade, you know, the last thing I would do is what everybody else does. Because here's the hard, cold truth, ladies and gentlemen. 98% of the people you send that to, here's my little man with his backpack and his first day at school. They don't care. They don't care.
And especially when it becomes redundant with everybody doing it,
if you're not the kid's aunt or uncle or grandparent, I don't care.
Yeah.
No, darling.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, you will.
No, don't. Please don't.
No, I don't think I am.
Angela will.
Well, tell her, please, don't do that.
That's her business.
Here's our little man on his first day of preschool.
There are two reasons I don't have a Facebook page. Because Facebook is about two things. It's about telling everybody what you do and your family and, look, we got a new swing set. Or it's about... nosing in and wanting to know other people's crap. I'm not interested in either one. I don't think too many people could care if I went on and said, for example, here's a picture of my little grandson. He sat on a golf cart at a little restaurant where we ate, where they had the golf course. Who cares? Every kid does that stuff. Who cares? And I don't want to see...
You forgot the third thing. It's pushing your whatever agenda have, whether it be political or
your thoughts on the school system.
Oh, gosh.
It's like bumper stickers. You people that put bumper stickers on your cars, you're asking to get your car keyed or to get your nose broken.
Unless it's some pleasant message that nobody could get upset by.
Like, give me an example of a good bumper sticker.
I wouldn't even know one. I mean,
I haven't seen many that were completely
or funny, disassociated, something very funny with no agenda whatsoever.
That nobody would be offended
yes.
by. Okay.
But even that, I wouldn't.
But there are so few of those.
Right. It's usually, yeah.
You know, if you put anything about Jesus on your car,
or especially, especially if you still have a sticker on there from. The previous
the election.
Election.
I don't know what you're going to say. Previous election.
Oh, yes.
I've seen bumper stickers that say, you know, go Jimmy Carter. I mean, they've been on there forever and the car is old. Don't
especially
do that.
If they're the losing side.
Oh, here's another thing not to put on your car. And I mentioned this a while back. I was behind a Range Rover and it said, Mrs. Doctor.
Oh, Mrs.
Really?
Doctor.
Like my doctor, my husband's a doctor.
Yeah, don't do
well,
that.
Well, big deal. When you, yeah. I'm going to wait and watch you park, and when you park, I'm going to break your wipers off. That's the way some people think.
Talking about having no identity for yourself, just attach yourself.
Mrs.
To...
Doctor. And then that thing, my kid's an honor roll student. Knock that off, too. Boy, is that obnoxious. My kids made the honor roll. I love the one that says, my kid can beat up your honor roll student.
Or the 26.2 or 13.1 stickers. Have you seen that for the full or half marathon?
Oh,
that's what people
goodness.
Have put on there. I've seen
I wouldn't
a couple,
even know what it meant.
I've seen a couple 0.0 of those. I thought those were pretty funny.
I've had one that I can remember, one decal or bumper sticker ever on a car. And it was when I was 18. And in the back window, it said skydiver. And it had a parachute. Because I thought girls would think,
he's an adventurous type.
He is so cool and adventurous. And unlike what my wife would say, what a man's man. He's a skydiver. I'm no more a skydiver than I'm the president of the United States. I jumped once. That doesn't make you a skydiver. I jumped out one time. Yet I put that on there. And I have to tell you, it got noticed. People go, oh, skydiver. And I go, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
No,
though.
Yeah. It gets old after a while. After a while, meaning one jump.
I've had 100 jumps.
Yeah. It's either 100 or 1. I can't remember. But hey, let's go to your place. So let's see. How does this Burke segment go? Oh, yes. Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't think I do.
Oh, this is rare that you and little Archie and Angela didn't cover 3 states over the weekend.
I know. It is rare.
Yeah, you didn't? You didn't go anywhere?
Loser.
Over the weekend?
That kid's going to suffer. He's going to go there and go, you know, Dad, how come that last weekend in August we didn't go anywhere? I remember that.
No, we went a couple places, but nothing worthwhile
being in the Burke segment. Dan, what do you have?
I didn't do too much either this weekend.
What losers.
Ooh. I know.
Brother.
It was just like just
well,
one
don't
of
close
those...
it because we didn't open it.
Oh.
Have to close it. But I tell you what we do. We have phone calls, and we didn't even ask for them. I say we take them because there may be something here. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I have to wait till Dan gets a name for me because I saw him blinking, but he hadn't taken a name. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Waiting for a name. There's our first name right there, Linda. Here we go. Hello, Linda. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Frank? I'm AM in the PM.
Well, thank you. What is going on, Linda?
Couple of comments. One, can't stand bumper stickers.
Okay, me either.
First of all, I think they deface your car, and secondly, people have to drive right up on the back of them to read some of them, and then they're distracted by other things.
And then if you can, it says something like, if you can read this, you're too close.
Exactly.
You caused it because you made it so small they had to get close.
I do like the one they used to have. It said, dim it, damn it.
Well, that's better than most, but you're right.
Yeah.
And if it's political at all you're going to do, if somebody is really dug in politics, is if they're the opposite party, you're just going to make them want to do something to your car.
Exactly. The Leave second thing I can't stand are these baby pictures with the little Mary laying on the carpet or by the bathtub, no, isn't that cute? I got the grandkids. Those pictures are fine for home, but you don't need to share them with everybody else because, as you say, nobody care.
And as long as we're on it, Linda, as we're getting close to the holidays, you people that that long-winded letter with your Christmas card, well, it was Jimmy's first Christmas.
Do they still do that? Family newsletters? They do?
Yes. It's first Christmas for Jimmy, and the whole family was so excited. I don't think he really knew what was going on, but Santa was good to him. Blah, blah. Yeah, don't do that either. All right.
And most of the people who know, you know what's going on.
Yes.
They don't need one, and the people who don't know it, who you don't send to that often, don't give a rat's rear, because if they did, you'd be in contact more often.
And here's the other thing. When you, and it doesn't have to be the Christmas thing, when you put all that stuff on Facebook, oh, we finally went to Disney World, we had such a good time, one of two things is going to happen. People that can't afford that stuff hate your guts, okay? And the other, if you write something horrible and sad on there, well, Jim had to go back. The first hip replacement didn't work, and they had to redo it. What are you doing that for? Are you trying to drag people down, or do you want some kind of sympathy message back? Don't do either.
The best ones are it's called vague booking, where you write on there, oh, I had something so bad today. Don't even ask. You put that where they won't give any details.
Yeah.
They just want people to start, you know.
And then everybody says, what? What happened?
That's my favorite.
But on the same token, don't you find that all these fools that get on the internet, either with Facebook or Twitter or whatever, they got something to say, and what they're doing is they're stirring up things that should never have been stirred up in the first place and making problems where there was no problem.
Yeah, and they're trying to get attention. They want attention.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I got to get it from
you. I get on Facebook and I say, still don't have internet. Sorry.
Well, if you don't have internet, how can you be on Facebook?
I guess. Well, that's because I had it and I don't have it anymore.
Oh, but you actually could. But you could still be on it. You can use a cell signal and do it through your phone.
That's true, except I don't have a phone like that. My grandkids said I'm jealous because they have one of those, and I said, I don't even want one. My phone is used to call somebody. I don't even like text to text, but it does.
Well, you're in good company. Warren Buffett does not use a computer. This still stuns me. He does not email.
Absolutely.
He doesn't use a computer, and I think, well, if Warren Buffett can get by without it, but we're all, I love it. I never want to get rid of my phone. I like the fact that I like everything about it. But you people that think everybody wants to know everything about you, you're wrong. They don't. Linda,
on my computer, my kids don't understand that I work on the computer almost every day, and I don't have any internet or whatever. It's like, well, no, because I'm doing the family budget in Excel, and I'm doing things in Word, and I'm making a PowerPoint presentation for church or something like that. And it's like, huh?
Well, at least you have a phone, so you can call us.
You got that right.
It's all that
and
matters.
I got your number in it.
And a radio. Thank you, Linda.
You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a nice little, not greeting. What would you call that? It's a nice something.
Salutation.
Okay, that's good enough. I'll go with that. Let me bring Jeff in here. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing? I'm aiming
the pan. Thank you. We're doing great. Hallelujah. What's going on?
I just saw a funny bumper sticker last week. You guys were talking about it. There are three types of people in this world, those who can count and those who cannot. I thought that was pretty funny. And then about Facebook, I hate it when people post pictures of their kids when they're sick or they're sleeping.
Wait a minute. I just got it. It's hilarious. Do you get it?
What was it again?
There are three kinds of
three
people
counted.
In this world, those who can count and those who can't. I just got it. I love the ones where there's like a 10-second delay and you go, oh, I get it.
Almost like, is this thing on?
Yeah, this is great. What else you got?
Well, I was just talking about how, you know, I'm on Facebook, not that often. You know, when I first got on it, I was on it more often then. But I don't understand why these kids take pictures of their, or these parents take pictures of their kids where they're laying in bed sick. Oh, look at my poor little Johnny, he's sick. Like he wants everybody to see him laying in bed sick.
Because they think people care and they don't have anything else to do.
That's terrible. Cool. Anyway, I just figured,
You did it.
But love the show. I just figured I saw that bumper sticker. It was a perfect time to talk about it. It was funny.
Thank you, Jeff. Call anytime.
Thanks, Gary. Right, take care.
Saw a car. I this was like a week ago. I'm like, it had to be 40 bumper stickers. You can hardly see. You ever seen Casey back window? You can't even see through. It's just bumper stickers everywhere. We went to Lookout Mountain. You know, and then there's some Yellowstone thing, and it's like the big traveler type. Car where they stick a sticker on for every place they've ever been. That's like the refrigerator magnet people, except that now with these stainless steel refrigerators, they got to be really frustrated
because
you can't put all your little magnets on from everywhere you went when you're on vacation.
You can do it on the side now, can't you? Can you do it on the side?
Yeah, the sides are still.
I haven't tried it.
My brother sent me a text and said a good bumper sticker I'm AM and the PM.
That's different.
Yeah.
And now you're at a whole different level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does two things. It tells other AM and the PM people that you're the brotherhood and you're in it. And it helps you identify stupid people, because if they go, what does that mean on your car?
Yeah.
Don't even talk to them.
Yeah.
If they don't know.
You don't need to know.
Yeah, you don't need to know. If you don't know already, I don't want to know you. John, how are you?
Yeah, AM and the PM.
There you go. Hallelujah. What's happening?
Back in the early 80s, there was a nurse. She loaned a car to her son.
Yep.
And when he brought it back, he had a
bullet hole in
recruiting.
It.
Well, no, he put a recruiter center emblem on the door. And about 5 years later, when she scraped it off, there was a bullet hole there. Oh, never did tell his mother.
I was right. I did say bullet hole.
Yeah. Had a bullet hole in it. And the metal plates inside the door, that's the only thing that stopped the bullet from hitting him.
He was obviously involved in something he didn't want his parents to know about.
Yep.
All right, John. Okay. Now we know some bumper stickers are to cover bullet holes. Yeah. I think that's a small percentage. Let me see. Russ. How you doing, Russ?
I'm doing well. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. You seem more calm and settled down today.
Do you know why I called?
I have no idea.
Do you want to know why I called?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad she twisted my arm. I'm sick and tired of these little hand-led spoon-fed little candy-ass kids that have to get these participation trophies. They have to, when something happens to one of the children, maybe in their class or the school, have to have the counselors come in, and then they have to send everybody their bears. Guess what, kids? Life isn't fair. And the more you keep doing this, the next time somebody gets shot or hurt someplace, you don't send the bears to the other school, you're going to be discriminating against them.
Russ, do you have kids? Do you have kids?
Pardon?
Do you have kids?
I have kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids.
Well, I think most people would agree with you that when you give every kid on the team a trophy, then no trophy ever means anything. It's meaningless. You've taken away incentive. You've taken everything away. I mean, why don't you just give everybody A's in school? It's completely ridiculous. But one thing we've learned, Russ, we have no say in anything. Whatever the powers that be want to happen, happens. And we never get a chance to have any say in it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what you do. You punish your kid. You take away the cell phone. You put in a landline phone. You give them a TV with an antenna and no remote on it. Have them have to go up there and straighten out the antenna to watch TV. And tell them on the rotary dial phone to text this.
Most parents just won't do that, and I don't know why.
Well, most parents aren't smart as us, are they, Frank?
No, they're not. Russ?
You have a great day. I'm sorry. I wish I would have been more, intense in my thought process, but I was a little too timid to really come on out of my shell today.
I think this is a rare day, Russ, and you got to have those every once in a while. Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah, I am proud to say that we were those parents. And it's not just talk. Ask my kids. If we said we're taking something away, we took it away. Some parents will do it, and then after a day, if the kid's nice, okay, you've been so good, I'm going to lift the curfew, or I'm not okay. You can go back and go to that party I told you couldn't go to. Wimp parents, wimps. Stick with it. If you say for 20 days you can't do it, stay with it. Stay with it for 20 days. I'm not a parenting expert, but I got three that turned out really well, actually. Don, how are you?
Wonderful. AM and the PM, guys.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The reason for my phone call was I was hoping that someone other than myself had to sit through the Kanye West acceptance speech
Oh my goodness.
Last night.
I heard it was 14 minutes long, and that he's announced, and this is I hope it's a joke, but I'm afraid it might not be. He's announced he's going to run for president in 2020.
In his head, he believes that he is. That's one of the issues that I have with him. But the biggest problem was when he got on stage to accept the award, he held the mic at his wayside for nearly 6 minutes. So the crowd had no other choice but to continue to clap or cheer or talk among themselves. And he looked completely foolish. Well, it was one of the most absurd things I've ever had to sit through in my life.
I got a feeling 90% of this audience has no idea what we're talking about because I didn't watch it. I don't think most people watched it.
There was the MTV Music Awards last night.
I never watched that.
I don't either, and I completely forgot to watch it because I was going to, but apparently Nicki Minaj got up and kind of shot back at Miley Cyrus.
You know that I don't give two hoots about any of these
people. I don't care either.
If they fell off the face of the earth tomorrow, I don't care. I just don't care.
I'm with you for the most part. Listen, I obviously listen to intelligent radio, so that sort of television shouldn't appeal to me. I was flipping through, saw it, watched it. I got drawn in. It is at least worth watching the Kanye Vanguard segment. It's terrible.
Well, we need to watch it occasionally just so we know what kind of shape the world is in and who it is and who it is these younger people are looking up to. That's who they're looking up to.
Some bad role models, guys. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks.
And I know to somebody listening who's 18, who sound like a bunch of old people, let me tell you something, 18-year-olds. It's not all that bad to be old. It's not fun. It hurts. You're sore. Can't pee like you used to, but you know some stuff. You know things. And we're just trying to share it with you knuckleheads who don't know it.
My daughter is 18, and she can't stand that crap.
Your daughter?
She can't, yeah. Yeah, well, I do. I know. I don't talk about her much. Alyssa.
Well, I got to do some business. Folks, I love this. So we'd love to talk to you, and we don't care what you want to talk about. If you're patient enough to give us 4 or 5 minutes, we'll come back. I have to share with you the name of it's actually our newest advertiser, and they've been with us the shortest time of anybody. I think they've been with us now about 3-4 months, Precision Coatings. So far, this looks like it's going to stick, thanks to you and the fact that you realize you have no business painting the outside of your house, or maybe even the inside of your house. And not necessarily you have no business painting it because you don't know what you're doing, which you probably don't, but because sometimes it's dangerous. And sometimes, when you think you're doing something to save money, if people look at it and go, man, what did Stevie Wonder paint your house? What is this? This is horrible. You go, no, I did it, but I saved a lot of money. Well, it's still ugly because you don't know what you're doing. Precision Coatings does. They know what they're doing. They are professional painters. They will give you a free estimate. They'll do some color consulting with you. They do power washing. And sometimes power washing is part of the painting process outdoors because some things need to be powered. It's amazing to me. And the reason I'm telling you this is because they do deck refurbishing. It's amazing how much, and I don't even know what it is, can build up on a deck that you have to power wash off. Do you ever see that stuff? Dan, I'm sorry. You know,
oh, sure. It'll be the pollen from the trees on there.
It's a combination of things. And then when you do power wash it, you've peeled off a layer of, you don't even know what all that was. And there's your deck under there. Oh, there it is. I remember when it looked that way. They do that. They do deck refurbishing, too. Make that deck look like brand new again. But back to painting. They're real good painters. They are professional painters. So you want to save a little money and go down and get the paint yourself and buy the wrong brushes, the wrong rollers, and try to make a straight line where one wall meets another wall or a ceiling meets. Go ahead. You go ahead and do that. And then when you get really frustrated, you go, oh, somebody, you could have saved a lot of money. You want to save money? Then just let the pros do it the first time. The name is Precision Coatings. The phone number is 636-244-5243. And if you can't remember that, and I get it, you're driving, when you get home, you go to frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors, and there they are. And there's a link there to their site, too, and they got a beautiful website. Let somebody paint it that knows what they're doing. Precision Coatings.
Meet me.
Time for a look at traffic right now with Jim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've just got a crash reported in the Fenton area. It's reported on Rudder Road west of Yarnell. And the only other real slowdown that I see right now is on westbound 70, and that's between Highway 40 and Highway Z. A little bit of a jam up there. Also, just starting to pick up a little bit of volume now on northbound 55 in that right lane, north of Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by Jack in the Box. While supplies last, you can get a St. Louis Cardinals antenna ball for just 99 cents with any purchase at Jack in the Box. available at participating locations. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Live. Live and local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Stock trading involves risk. Visit Zacks.com/performance for more information.
Would you like your investments to make more than 20% a year? Well, since 1988, through good times and bad, our Zacks number one ranked strong buy stocks have generated an average annual return of 26% a year. That's nearly three times the S&P 500. And now, in our new book, we're revealing how we pick the stocks that consistently beat the market. And if you're one of the first 250 callers, we'll send you a copy of this book for free. Elite investors pay millions of dollars per year to access our stock picks. Our book will show you how we pick our stocks for free. Don't settle for average market returns when you can make Zacks returns. Call now for your free book and discover our proven way to consistently beat the market. Find out how to get your free book at 1-800-600-1932. That's 1-800-600-1932. 1-800-600-1932.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-655-6088. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-655-6088. That's 1-800-655-6088.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly one of the best. Why do I know this? Because I've used them in my house. You've had the typical carpet cleaning experience. They come out, clean the carpets. They look pretty good, but just in a few short weeks, they start looking dingy again. Plus, they take forever to dry. I'm here to tell you that True Clean Carpet has done away with these two problems. They come out with their own treated water, totally organic pre-spray, so you don't use detergents that leave sticky residue and attract even more dirt. They dry with True Clean Carpet in 1 to 2 hours. No more worry about mold or other issues of having your carpets wet for so long. True Clean Carpet gets them dry in just 1 to 2 hours because they invest in the newest extraction technology. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500, 314-427-9500, or see their website at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotchgard protection absolutely free. It's True Clean Carpet.
Hi, this is John J. Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space. You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitch It will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitch It will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items.
Pick it up there. 3, 2, 1. And as you know, what were you starting to sing?
I started to sing.
Edit that out. Edit that out. 3, 2, 1. And as you know, edit that out. The audience won't hear any of these.
No, okay. Of course not.
And as you know, Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. They're down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
They have a tent sale, and it's going on now through this Thursday. So that gives you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 days. Actually, 3.5, because this day, not even 3.5, 3.25 days. So the close of business Thursday. Up to 50%, that's 5-0, up to 50% off everything in the tent.
Ooh.
And 1/2 off your sales tax. So you'll only pay half the sales tax you would normally sell. I would get to a Meanies. And if you've been there, then you know why I say that. If you haven't been, this would be a good time to be introduced to this store. In Chesterfield Valley, Copper Dome, they do an unbelievable patio furniture business because there is a market for the best patio furniture made in the world, and that's what they sell. They don't sell any junk. There's a market for everything they sell. And a special part of that market for people who don't want junk. They want quality. They'll pay for quality because they know that in the long run, it actually is less expensive because you don't have to replace it the way you do junk. The name is Amini's. Pool tables, pinball machines, arcade, shuffleboard, great lighting section, Jaffe lighting, and patio furniture. And again, it's through Thursday, up to 50% off everything in the tent and half off your sales tax. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's. Amini's.com. Who's holding and patient? Greg. Greg, how are you?
Oh, good, Frank. Me in the PM.
Thank you very much. And what can we do for you?
I got a bumper sticker story for you.
All right, let's have it.
We put a bumper sticker on a coworker's truck that said, sorry, girls, I'm gay. And it was on there for 2 weeks.
Now, see, that I think that's funny.
He backed in at work, and so he always walked around the front of his truck and never saw it. And, we all got a kick out of that. Yeah. And finally, his neighbor said, Steve, I didn't know you was gay. And he goes, what are you talking about? And he goes, look at the back of your truck. So, he said, I was wondering, I had at least 5 or 6 people drive by me and honk and laugh and wave and the last couple of weeks. I didn't know what was going on.
The last couple of weeks, I couldn't understand why 5 or 6 guys took their wieners out on the highway and shook them at me. No,
it's interesting he backed into a spot, too. That was
just a point. Yeah, right. Otherwise, he'd have seen it.
Well, that's cruel and mean and not very nice, but hilarious. Right. Thank you, Greg.
Hey, Frank, I got one other question for you.
Sure.
How'd your dad end up in San Diego from the hills of Tennessee?
Well, this is a long story. My mother died. They both lived in Tennessee, and she passed away. And my dad is a guy who has never been able to. He's never written a check to pay a bill. He has never been a person who could be on his own and get by. So she did everything. She made every decision. He packed his lunchbox. She packed it. He went to work. He came home. He watched TV. He went to bed. He got up, did the same thing. That was his life. So when she died, he didn't have a clue how to write a check, how to pay a bill. He didn't know anything. So we realized that he wasn't going to be able to get by. And he also was starting to, his health was starting to go, mild dementia. He's on a bunch of medication. Without her, and by the way, because she laid out his medication, he started screwing the medication up, and it was messing his mind up, and he was doing crazy things. And so my brother lives in San Diego.
Oh,
and we take care to a degree. My wife's mother, I have kids. He didn't have kids. My brother didn't have kids. So my brother said, it's okay with you. We'll bring him out here. And he was managed to get him a place to live 2 miles from my brother. That's the short version of the story because there was nobody to help him in Tennessee.
Does he like it out there?
He doesn't really know if he likes it because now he's in such bad shape. He can't get outside. He can't walk. He's in a nursing home. So, yeah, he liked it. But you know what? When you're from Tennessee or anywhere, Alabama, Mississippi, Seattle, and you've lived there your entire life and you're a little kid, you grew up there, you don't want to be anywhere else. So he wouldn't have liked it anywhere. He's a Tennessee guy, and he'll never see Tennessee again. And I think that makes him sad.
Yeah.
But thank you for asking.
All right,
Greg, thank you.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Yeah, you're living in the greatest weather in the country, and you can't get outside and go down for a walk. If he walked for a block, he wouldn't know where he lived. Couldn't find his way back. So you can't enjoy the weather. It was nice of him to ask, though. Hello, Janet, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Hey, my favorite, the only bumper sticker I ever had was, I love Heine Wine.
And I know what Heine Wine is. I know what it was supposed to be. And I had a guy just yesterday say to me, boy, I loved it when you did those Heine Wine things. And I said, I never had anything to do with that. I didn't even work at the station that did that. But he and a lot of other people think that I did.
Well, you should start taking credit for it.
No, I'm sure
that.
Janet thinks that I had something to do with it.
I do, because I'm old. I remember that.
Didn't have a thing to do with it. It's like the people that come up and go, man, I used to love you on WIL. Dan, I bet you've gotten that.
Oh, yeah.
We were never on WIL.
Oh, no, huh? No, when you guys were on WIL, I remember. Yeah. It's like, no, never. Ever. There.
And I had a guy one day, I said, I never worked. He goes, yes, you did. He knows more about my life than I do. I said, no, I didn't. He said, oh, yeah, you did. You remember? It was about 19, and he's trying to. I said, no, I didn't work at WIL. I worked at Kicks 104.
Okay.
So
it
I didn't
was
have.
I'd
like to take credit for Heine Wine because it was hilarious.
It was.
Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
I just remembered. I wrote those and produced them. That was me.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Janet.
Bye. Yeah.
It was a fictitious wine. And I'm going to tell you the other one. And it was that Bob and Tom out of Indianapolis. That Dick and Cider.
Yes.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. And they were so real sounding. The commercials were so well produced. That I know for a fact there were people that tried to buy Dickens cider. And you can start to think and imagine how much fun you can have with. Look, I'll give you the one commercial.
On the summer, you drink it cold, and then.
and one of the commercials said, you know, when your woman comes in out of that cold and she's got a chill and her hands and fingers are cold, there's nothing she likes more than a hot Dickens cider.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that was just one of about 50 of these things. And
yes.
Boy, they were clever. And I know some of you didn't get it. Well, you need to listen to another station. Let's go to Barry. Barry, how are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Everybody should be. The world would be a better place if everybody was.
Did you get a chance to listen to the yard sale on Saturday morning?
I did not.
There was a car. Now, I don't know if it's convertible or not. A 74 Beetle. I gave Dan the information. Sounded like it had a fair amount of new parts on it.
No, what I'm looking for is the 73. The first year for the Super Beetle, which had the curved windshield. And my older son is on a mission to find me one that's restored to showroom perfection. And that was our first, when we got married, the first car we were able to buy was a 73 Super Beetle.
With the curved windshield?
That's the first year the Beetle had a curved windshield.
Wow.
And it was called the Super Beetle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you, but I was thinking of you on it at least, you know. And so I took the information and sorry about that.
No, that's very nice. I appreciate that. But I don't know if you understand you know, when you had your first car at 16 or 18 or what, like my first car, I was 18. It was a Datsun 510 sedan. If I could find that car in that color restored, I'd have to buy it because it would be like an everyday flashback to one of the greatest days of my life was when my dad picked that car up from Ed Debrick Nissan, or Datsun, I mean, and on a rainy night drove it to where I was working in Belleville. And I stepped outside, and even though it was raining, I looked at that car and I thought, this is the best day of my life. Oh, yeah. That is my car. $53 a month payments. The price on the car as a new demonstrator with factory air was $2,525. I was in heaven. I'd have to have that car. And the other car I want is the one that was our first car we were able to buy when we were married, and that was that Super Beetle. But thank you for thinking of me.
Thank you, Frank.
Very,
please
nice.
Keep up the great work. You always make my day.
Well, thank you, Barry. That's nice. Yeah. What a nothing vehicle. 510 sedan. It looked like a Toyota Corolla. It was just a box of nothing. It had air.
Yeah.
And like so many cars then, it had that little push button radio where you push one of five black buttons and the needle would move over to, and it never sometimes locked right on. You had to sort of fine tune it with the knob.
Yep.
Because sometimes the button wouldn't kick to the right spot. And then if you want to set a station, remember you pull the black button out. Remember that?
That's right. And remember then that? Pushed it back in.
Push it in and there you go. Your preset. Peon's looking at us like,
I know.
What
I remember that.
and then either Cadillac or Oldsmobile or one of those cars that only the doctor in the neighborhood could drive came up with a deal where it would seek. The needle would go up and down and seek out a station. Woo-hoo! Wow.
That was high tech.
You bet it was. One more call and we have to take a break. That would be John. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. How's everybody over there?
Let me check. Hey, how are we doing?
We're doing pretty well.
Apparently everybody's good, John.
Oh, are you guys talking about bumper stickers? This was a license plate frame. It was on the back of Illinois State Police motorcycle.
Okay.
It read, "Smile, I could be behind you."
But how could you see it on the frame of a motorcycle plate?
Which is... I was at a stoplight.
Okay.
And I pulled up and I was like,
"That's a good
what
one.
Is that?" And I kept a little close. Yeah, I kept my distance. And then I finally looked at it, and I read it, and I just started chuckling.
Now, what if you combined, remember the plate they said they put on the guy's truck that said, "Honk," or something, "I'm gay"?
And, no, and, "Sorry, ladies."
"Sorry, ladies, I'm gay." And then also said, "I could be behind you."
Yeah, there you go.
You need those two together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
All right, you guys have a good day now.
You too. You know what this is? This is full moon reversal calling.
Oh, it is.
We had a full moon weekend, and normally,
yeah,
when there's a full moon, the day or two before or after it, the weirdos call. It's all real sane people and fun people. Do I have any more time? Do I take a break?
Yeah.
Do I take a break? Well, Peon's the boss. If you're mad about this, email, what's your email address?
EonThePeon@gmail.
EonThePeon@gmail.com. Call him and go, "What's the matter with you? We were in the middle of great stories, and you made Frank take a break." American Equity Mortgage, you know the number, 314-878-9999. I paused at the 878 because that's the part you want to get right. If you call 314-999-99, you know what? There might be a number like that. I should be careful. You want to get it right. And they want to get it right. They want to get everything right so they can help you get out of some bad debt, so they can help you get the money you need for something that came along that you didn't see coming and you don't have the money for it. They want to help you get that done. They want to help you get the house you want with the mortgage. They will work fast, but they won't work sloppy. In other words, they'll do it right as quickly as they can, as long as it takes to get it right. And a lot of people are nervous when they call for a mortgage. It's that whole, "Oh, my goodness, I hope I get approved. I hope I get approved." I can't guarantee that you'll get approved. You might not. But if anybody can get you that loan or that mortgage, even though you're nervous because of your credit, it'll be American Equity Mortgage. They'll work very hard to do that, and they'll work fast for you. They've been around a while, 23 years plus. Online at AmericanEquity.com, or here we go again. You know the number, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Time for another check on traffic with Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, we got another accident now reported on Big Bend, just a little bit west of Highway 44. It does look like we're getting busier now if you're traveling on westbound Highway 40, and it goes from about Vandeventer out through McCausland. We do have some rain. A storm just popped up downtown, so that's probably the cause of this. We're also running heavy on eastbound 40, approaching 170 through Big Bend. On eastbound 270, things are pretty well stacked up or running slow now between east of McDonald through 170, westbound or / southbound 270, slowing a little bit past McDonald down through Highway 370. And then you've got slow traffic on southbound 270 from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by O'Charley's. Every Wednesday at O'Charley's, get a free slice of pie with any entree purchase. For a limited time, try their creamy lemon supreme pie. Free pie Wednesday at O'Charley's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, the Big 550 KTRS. Now more than ever, depend on it.
Do you have a classic car you'd like to take
to your grave?
Before that happens, take it to Valhalla Cemetery on Sunday, September 27th for Autos on Valhalla. Bring your family and friends and join area car buffs for a fun gathering of classic and contemporary cars at a beautiful venue. Registration is just $25 and all proceeds benefit Ride On St. Louis, an organization that supports children and adults with diagnosed disabilities. Autos on Valhalla is Sunday, September 27th. Register online at ValhallaFunerals.net.
Take a hayride through time. Experience Voices of Valhalla. Don't miss out this year as hay wagons take you to locations within historic Valhalla Cemetery, where actors from the Hawthorne Players bring to life the stories and history of some of the cemetery's permanent residents. Hayrides leave every 15 minutes on Fridays and Saturday evenings, October 2nd, 3rd, 9th, and 10th. Tickets are on sale now, so reserve your seats by calling 314-863-3011. Call 314-863-3011 and experience the Voices of Valhalla.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Buffalo Wild Wings just got more obsessed with beer. They're rolling out specials like the Oktoberfest Beer Cheese Dippers, made with special Sam Adams Oktoberfest Cheddar Dip. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
This is the big...